Moshe. Choyres speaks out that it's 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, from Shivaso Betamuz till Tisha B'Av, 3 weeks, 7 times 3. And it's 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. The Maharsha explains that these 21 days are connected, these 21 days. And he explains like this. What happened in Shivaso Betamuz? What happened in Shivaso Betamuz is Nishtabru Aluchis. First thing that happened to Klal Yisrael was Nishtabru Aluchis. What is Nishtabru Aluchis? Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai. He has the Luchis and he drops them. The Spurna speaks out why Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the Luchis. Because he saw the eagle. Frank the Spurna, what do you mean he saw the eagle? Kadosh Baruch Hu told him in the Shemaim, that Sohu Maher Min HaDerech Osu Lohem Egel Maseichot. So he knows that it's an Egel. So he could have dropped the Luchas when he was up in the Shemayim. Why he had to wait down till he came down here to break the Luchas? Zog the Spurna, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him Sohu Maher Min HaDerech Osu Lohem Egel Maseichot. But he didn't tell them that they're dancing. Vayered Vayares HaEgel VaMecholos. They're dancing, they're happy to do bad, Moshe Rabbeinu drops the Luchas. So Shivaso Betamuz was the day that Klal Yisrael started the Yerida and Ruchnias. They were happy to do bad. They were dancing with the eagle. And this followed, connected that, from Shivaso Betamuz, the Magen Avraham Eliyahu Rabbe bring down, Osu Berekudim U'Mecholos. This was the punishment. We punished and we got sad days that we can't have rikudim v'mecholos. Kelosh na posuk v'yaris ha'egel rikudim v'egel v'mecholos. Asurim rikudim v'mecholos. Klal Yisrael go down till it comes Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is a matziv. They crying l'mishpechosov. They're sad that they yidden. It's two mandreges. A guy likes, he likes ben azmanim. He's so terrible. But a guy cries that he has to learn Torah. It's really low madrig. Can I get that cry? Pchiel adairus. Can I get that cry? You got a pchiel adairus. This is Tisha B'Av. Atem pchisem pchiel shel chinam. Pchiel adairus. Boichan mishpachon yisrael. Boichan eretz yisrael. This is 21 days. Can I get that 21 days? We have Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah comes and we have again 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Simchas Torah. What happens Rosh Hashanah? We cry. Rosh Hashanah is the crying day. Rosh Hashanah is the crying day. It's Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, the Ari HaKadosh, he said, Rosh Hashanah brings down, Mishayin HaBoichem, V'Noifel HaPchiyah B'yomim HaElu, it's to check if he's a Yid. Shefer Rosh Hashanah, Yevove, Hutu, Yolil Vahadu, Goniach Vahadu, that's the Chefetz of the Torah. Tiku Bachayit HaShefer. That's the Chefetz. We cried and we bad. We fix, till we come to Sukkot, we happy that we good. Simchas Torah. So the first time is, we happy that we bad, we lost the Torah. Nishtabu Aluchis. Followed by the years, what happens in Shivaso Betamuz? Soraf afastrimus is a Torah. We lose the Torah. Without Simchas Torah, there's no Torah. But we go down and down and we cry. And these are the 21 days. And can I get that 21 days? We have the Rosh Hashanah. Again, we do stuff on the bottom. We cry that we're bad. Until we be happy. No gil venosis b'zeis a Torah. This is the ma'areches of the days that we have in front of us. And in between the 21, this is Be'etzem, beside the Dvorim, if you know, it's a whole ma'aroch of tshuva starts from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. Basically, this is the whole Yomim and Eroim that are coming. In between these 21s, we have the 50 days. This is the same 50 days that we have when we go out of Mitzrayim. Till Kabbalah Satere. And then again, these are the 50 days in between. It's the 40 days in between Kabbalah Satere, the Shivos of the Tammuz. As best in the 40 days, from Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, Rosh Chodesh Elul, till Yom Kippur. But it's already Zekin Egezet, it's much more complicated. They have a whole cheshbon, how Mamish Zekin Egezet, and Mesudah, but Mamish, the things are Mechuvonim, Zekin Egezet. But you say that Vorim, this is the Marsha. So we're holding now, Be'etzem, and the Shabbos and the Pticha for Yomim Ben HaMetzorim. Kol Ritfei Sigur Ben HaMetzorim. We say it in Eichot. Pashas Ben HaMetzorim means in between the gates. The Goder Mizeh, the Goder Mizeh. By Bilom, Ben HaMetzorim, we were trapped. Rashi says, Medrash Agode, Kol Ritfei Sigur Ben HaMetzorim, and Ben Yudzayin B'Tammuz L'Tishbo. And the Rekech says it's Gematria Hem Chofa Lefioi. So the Pesuk is not clear exactly how the Gematria works out. I'm not mumche these things. The Mishnebura brings down from the Ariya Kodesh that in these days every person has to cry for half an hour and the Churban. So we have Be'etzem seven steps in this Aveilus. It starts Shivos on B'Tammuz. Then it becomes more chamur Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry, Tisha Sayomim. Then we have Shavua Shechalboi. Then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. We have Tisha B'Av. We have Motzei Tisha B'Av. And we have Yom Asiri Ad Chatzois that the Beis Hamikdash was burning. We'll try to go over the main halachas from the 3 weeks. First halacha is Ein Noisim Noshim Yudzayin B'Tammuz Ad Achar Tisha B'Av. Belel Yudzayim B'Tammuz, most of the poiskim hold that you're not allowed to get married. Reb Moshe says, B'Shas Adcha Godl, you could be Mekel. L'maisa, the minig is, if you make the chasana before Shkia, and you try even to wash your hands before Shkia, you could carry on the dancing the whole night. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that the Iker reason is that it's not a good semen. This is the reason it's also in the 3 weeks. Not so much because the etzem aloch. Now, in Shivoso B'Tammuz is a Issu Rechitza. Now, the Iker Adin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the Ta'anesim you're allowed to do Rechitza. Only Baal Nefesh has to be Machmir. Simen Tovkuf Memtes. Tovkuf Nun. Tzayim esalol uchuz mitishu av mutorim berechitze. It's בזמן הזה, שרוצו קיבלו עליהם, we spoke about it. ובעל נפש יחבר. אבל השרציון says that even מעיקר הדין, אין נהג עם ליחס בשורש צוים esalolו בחמים. But so then you're allowed to. And upon the other baraglu b'cham you're allowed to. So take a hot shower or not. Or a cold shower you're allowed to take in a tainis. Ba'al nefesh yachmir. Or b'me'ikar adin you're allowed to take a cold shower in a tainis. You're not allowed to take a warm shower. Upon the other baraglu you're allowed to. Amol, the veld, had a mistake. The Mishnah Berurah says, Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph is the Mishnah Berurah 9 Tisha Sayomim. Rosh Chodesh Ala Tainis, we don't take showers. Ve'efshor de'yesh le'achmir b'shivosu b'tamuz ve'asora b'teves k'moy mirosh Chodesh Ala Tainis. So b'ralocha b'shem Eliyahu Rabbe that is a mokim to be machmir and shivosu b'tamuz and Tisha B'Av that they have a din of the 9 days. And some people b'meile will machmir not to eat meat. It's anyway not negeah because you can't eat meat anyways. But if you're sick, the marshal, you're allowed to fast, but not to eat, like 9 days, and not to take a cold shower. But if you see the Lior Rabbe inside, Lemaise, the Lior Rabbe never said it. The Bochra Zetzos written it down. In the old days, they made, you know, the print was, well, they took metal letters and they put them in plate, and like this they printed. And the Bach HaZetz, in a mistake, the plate fell down. Because when you see the Eliyahu Rabbe, this line is twice. It's written on something else completely. You got a Masu Matan. If you Magdim in Vein Ma'achrim, you have to push the tinies earlier, later. And it says, V'evshom yem, Yishivosu V'tamuz, V'asov V'tebis, K'mon V'oshchele, Shad HaTainis, V'chulei, V'chulei, V'chulei. And that line dropped. So really, you don't have to be choishish to it. Some say the Primogonim brought it down, so even if it was a mistake in the Eliyahu Rabbe, but the last I remember, was, I think it was the first things that I heard from Shmuel Shabbos Gilchoso. He showed me this was, today everyone knows this Eliyahu Rabbe, but it was new Eliyahu Rabbe's, but then it was a Chiddush. Now, what happened in Shivoso v'Tamuz? The Mishabur says five things happened. Yishtabu al-Lichois, Botal atomit bebayis rishon, Hufka o'ir, Sorah Fafastimus is a Tere, Vumatzelem Beheicho. Shchanor says, even that the first Beis HaMikdosh was Hufka Ba'chi Lachoydesh, but because in the second Beis HaMikdosh is Hufka Oir, the gate of Yerushalayim broke, and Shivoso Betamuz, by us the Iker Chumun is the Beis HaSheni. So we spoke about, and I don't want to go into this, but so Be'etzan, the tiny says in the Pasuk, Tzoyim, Arevi, Shivoso Betamuz, and we say that when the Novi said the Pasuk, it was Hufko Ir Babayis Arishay. So the original Tainis was in Tes Betamuz, not Shivoso Betamuz. So we fast because by us it's more Nafkamina the second Tainis, the second Hufko Ir. By us it's more Nafkamina. But the Novi was Metakin on the first. So we explained that Be'etzim the Novi was never Metakin on a day. The Novi was attacking on the month. Tzayim HaRevi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaAsiri, Tzayim HaShvi. Chazal will convey the day. Maybe the day could change from time to time. I'm not going into this whole thing. We spoke about Nasar B'Tavis. The Nafkamina is, the Mishnebura brings down the Tzad, the Baal Nefesh is the Inyan to fast, also B'Chi B'Tamuz. It's not the Gerimu. The Mishnebura brings down the Baal Nefesh fast, also in Levir, Reb Chaim explained, there's no point to fast. There's one fast in the month. Shabbat Gila learned that it was a tiny's betes. They pushed it off to Shivoso Betamuz. Baal Nefesh, Chodesh Chaparayim, betes. Now, Lemaise, this is a halacha that comes up every year. Every people that get married before Shivoso Betamuz, he's a chosan and Shivoso Betamuz. Shabbat says, Shem the ritva that he has to fast. Regel de yochid, znitche mipnei, aveles de rabit. Engagement, you're allowed to do. Not only engagement, even kiddushin you're allowed to do. Just not nesuin. So what Shechonor calls erusin, you're allowed to do. Shiduchim. What we call tnoim, you're allowed to do even in Tishbov. Till the 9 days, you're allowed to do even a suda. From the 9 days, you're not allowed to do a suda, but the Mishabur says when you serve cake and these kind of things, it's not called a suda. Now, we'll start with the halachas. Rekudim u'mecholos. The Mishabur brings down in Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Osur la'aseis rekudim v'mecholos miyudzayim betamuz ve'elach. The Mokar is Eliyahu Rabbe. Osur la'aseis rekudim v'mecholos. Zog Baruch HaShulchan and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, ובכלל זה לנגן בכלי זמר ולשמוע כלי נגיד. You're not allowed to hear music. So now, Poiske Zmaneinu started to clear. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, נוהגו שלא לעשות ריקודים ומחולות. זוג דקיצור דאורך השולחן, and who הדין to hear כלי נגינה, to play instruments or to hear them. Clear the Poiske Zmaneinu, what happens in a tape? Now, most of the Poiskim hold that a tape that has music inside is for sure like Klei Negina. Someone will say, no, Fod, it's not. Chosh V'chas, that will not bring a tape. They'll bring the real one. But most of the Poiskim. Well, the Poiskim will clear what would be if in the tape you only hear singing. singing mi ikaradini allowed to. We'll get to it soon. But the isur was kleine gina. You're allowed to hear singing or not. Most of the poskim hold that you're not allowed. Rav Moshe from Zalman. Most of them hold that it's called like a kleine gina. And even the ones that say that it's not, they say it legabe is an issue to hear music the whole year. And if you're depressed, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to wake up to hear music. There are some of them want the taina that if you only hear someone singing in a tape, it doesn't have a din of music. Masha'en can hear, it's also. And the svara was, why are you not allowed to hear music in a keli? It's something of a samech. This is also a kind of keli. He's made from noises of people. This is the reason all the poskim say a cappella, la marshal, yeah? What is the difference if the drum bangs? If someone is banging with their hands and making a tune or noises that makes it? The idea is to make the simcha. Rav Vosna says, for sure it's also. Rabbi Yamin Zilber. Lemay said, most poskim hold that it's also. But a lot of chashuv poskim wanted to be matured. But I say, alimol, for sure it's also, there's no shaila about it. There's no shaila about it. And I said once a mashal, if someone wants, I don't have a problem. But when Chas v'Shalom, he has a shiva house in his house, only in condition that also then he will have this tape. When people come to Menachem Avil, he will have a tape without music, only someone singing in the background. If he's masking to sign that if he will have such a zach, then I'm asking. So I said it in the shir already 5-6 years ago, or more, 10 years ago. A couple of years ago, I was going on a plane. And a lady comes over to me. She says she lives in Lakewood. She has to ask a shalak. I was unavailable. They tried to move her away. The people on the plane didn't let her to come there. She says she has to ask a shalak. She said she listens to the tape, to the radio. And she hears the shir. And her brother's laughing at her the whole time that she listens to Mr. Kaplan's shiur. And she came and she told him this psak that he's not allowed to listen to music. And she told him the mashal with the avelis. And they told her, okay, you have to ask Mr. Kaplan if someone has a father that he never met. Never met, doesn't know who he is, going, he's not a shaykh, he's adapted, his life is good. Yeah, there's a father, he's one of the African countries. He's from there, yeah? Now they tell him that that father was lifter and he has to sit shiva. No shaykhs. Could be, we'll listen to that thing. So she told him she doesn't have a chetim to get over the ass. And every time, every year, she, you know, she was with Tammuz, they want to put on that, she closes it and they left. She said, now she hears them in the plane. She's happy, she's sorry. She said she knows the pastor to come to ask, but it's already years that she's suffering. And she wants to hear an answer. She wants to hear an answer. So the answer is, I'm saying it, that the other ones that are suffering will hear the answer. The answer is that kol ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim zoiche v'roye bevinyon. V'kol she'ein ha-mis'abel al Yerushalayim eina zoiche v'roye bevinyon. It doesn't mean that we're holding in the Madrege every time to Misabel al Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if everyone says with Yerushalayim Mircho tears. As Tzemach David cries, yeah? As a Chazana shakes. Yeah, not everyone. But Hashem wants us, as even Mitech Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. Kol HaMisabel al Yerushalayim Zeche V'Roye Bevinyon. If you want to feel tzach like a Misabel, so you have to be a Misabel al Yerushalayim. If you're not filter like a misabel, you're not b'zeichem v'roye bevinyon. So you can't measure what I feel. If I'm sad, I'm not sad. In a real avelis, you will do it? No. You have to misabel in Yerushalayim, kilu it's a real avelis. This is the way you have to be misabel in Yerushalayim. Now, the kids that are geir l'chinuch, You're also not allowed to let them to hear tapes. If the leg you lechinuch, the minig is not to. Only if your mamish can't put him to sleep, then you're allowed to. It's something I don't want to speak about because no one listens. It's mogd tshuvas and psukim. I'm going to, if someone who's listening, you know, it's a zach radio. America, you go in the car, you hear radio. People want to know the traffic. Now the problem is that in between the traffic, they give you a little bit of digunim. Yeah? Now I'm not going kosher, but let me say, lo yitzir altis b'seder. So the shaila is if you're allowed to listen or not. So I saw a tshuva from a sefer, I don't want to say, oh, it was a kosher b'sefer. He says that because only the mute is bottle b'roiv. Yeah? Kosher b'sefer. I'll say the name, you'll be surprised. So I'm not saying the name. Zilba sahube. We don't look at it like a nigger, we look at it like a news. Can you say, what is it now? It's a news. Is that a din that... You're not allowed to hear music. So you're allowed to hear a bang? It's also part of music. So music is to listen to music. To listen to music. So, again, I think it's totally. If the pshat is, now they're putting on a whole song, then I think it's as far as Moshaych is. If they have like a little jingle in between, then my stomach could be his right. There's no, like, you know, sometimes we start the news, like you have like a little jingle or something, yeah? So, yeah, again, a person is listening, but that's a that person that doesn't want to look at the internet, only wants to listen to the news, and the shaila is if he has to shut it in between, that could be his right, and doesn't have a shame of a music. Yeshlai. Now, to sing with the mouth, stop, to sit, misibas chaverim, and to sit and Shlomizalman Neuerbach says you're not allowed to. Even the Mekilim only till Rosh Chodesh. He says again, if it's Bishas the Limud, you're allowed to. Or if it's Leiris at Kavone or kids. I was time to sit guys, a group by night, Lashishi in the room. So that, you know, you go up the steps in some buildings, you hear them singing sometimes, yeah? That you're not allowed to do. Shabbos yet, but not during the 3 weeks. Rabbi Yashar says the songs on the Churban, like Achenu, and some things you're allowed to. Now, in the Sheva Broches, on the Bar Mitzvah, Bris Mila Pidna Ben, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yashar lets even in the 3 weeks to bring music and to dance. The Maisim, all the poison in the stipler hold you're not allowed to. They hold you allowed to sing, but not to have instruments. Again, this is only till 9 days. Again, if someone is sick mentally and he needs music to relax him, it's until the 9 days you're allowed to. Now, what if someone is going in a bus and the driver puts on the music or in a taxi? He's mechuyev to put his fingers inside his ears or not? I don't know if someone has a roommate. Went off the derech, yeah? He's been 3 days not in Seder and he's listening to music. Now the shaila is what to do? These boys, you can't listen to them. They're bad. Chaval, they came to yeshiva bichlal. But they're bad. And it doesn't help. You tell them to come to Seder, they don't come. They sit there in the room and they listen to music. Now you know it's also. He tells you, yeah, there's a shita, a kapella, as mutter. No, what are you going to do? You can't break the tape. So the shaila is, you mechuyev to put your ears, to block your ears, you mechuyev to go. The aloha, you're allowed to stay in the room. Why? Hanoi abol odom bal kocho, you're allowed to. Aval, you're not allowed to hint to him. Please put it out. No, I'm not allowed to. Because then it's called yunene. But if you don't want it, or the moshel, if you know that there's no difference for him, and if you tell him to close, he will close, you have to tell him to close. Now, aval, it is alamol. If a person is driving and he's a chshash, he will fall asleep. It's Pekoch Nefesh, and then put on music. In Kiddush Levone, Rebbe Yashiv holds, now Willem Meisem, meaning Ashkenaz, most of us, we do Kiddush Levone after Tisha B'Av. But meaning Agro, you don't wait, and you don't push off the Kiddush Levone until after Tisha B'Av. So Rebbe Yashiv holds, you're allowed to dance in Tovim Oyeros. Some people are machmir not to dance in Tovim Oyeros. Just to say it standing. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Seif Yud Zayin, brings down our halacha. The טוב להיזהר מלא מר שחיונו בין המצורים על פרי או על מלבוש. זה איסור תומק שחיונו. אבל על פי לנבן, אוי מה ולא יחמיץ המצווה. וכן בפרי שלא ימצא אחרתי שבאמות על הבורך ולא אוכלו. אז הדין נאט עושה שחיונו. משדבור explains why not allowed to say שחיונו. האופן is allowed to say שחיונו. The Torah says, we don't say in these 3 weeks, שחיונו וקיימונו וגיונו לזמן הזה. It's a bad day. You got a patch, שבורך השם, שחיונו וקיימונו וגיונו לזמן הזה. It doesn't sound right. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the goyin is mepakpek. Chumri yaseirim, not to say shechiyonu. And the Mishnah Berurah says that taz also shema yomus velo yiske levor shechiyonu. Only see it. Every brocha to Hashem, you will miss this brocha of shechiyonu. Mishnah Berurah says in Shabbos you're allowed to. Shabbos you're allowed to make it. Shachuva says, Motzei Tishba, we also not to make Shechiyonu. Some people are maker. Okay, we'll get to it. Now, Zog the Mishnah Berurah, new clothes. So Mishnah Berurah, Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot Mem Hei. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, says the Shulchan Aruch like this. Also, Kelim Chadoshim, you're not allowed to wear in the 9 days. ומאי שכל הבגד מתוקן כמו איזשהו ביר שחיון בשעה סקניה קודם שיבה עושה אותו אגן אין איסו ומי שכל הבגד שמבנות על אום ולצפר עליהם מבורך בשעה סלווישה ועושו ללבו יש משיבה עושה בתמוס בשום שחיון ולדעס המקילין זה בשבוס שבין המצור מוטו לבור שחיון מוטו ללבו יש בגודים חדוש בשבוס שבין המצור אבל בגודים שאין צור לבורך עליהם שחיון ובאד הם מותר ליקניס וללבש משיבה עושה בתמוס עד ראש חיידש. So the Mishabura says, you're not allowed to wear clothes that you have to make שחיונו in the 3 weeks, but clothes that you don't have to make שחיונו, you're allowed to. This is the עיקר ההלוכה. What we have a meaning is גיבוית on the אורך השולחה. The אורך השולחה and the קיצור, and they learn פשן like this in one terrace in the Morgan Avro and the Leo Rabbe, he says that we don't buy new clothes in the 3 weeks. Even if we don't have a shechiyonu. Now, in our days, Lemoshel, one takes me. We don't make shechiyonu only on choshev clothes. Like a new suit. Buy a pants, you don't make shechiyonu. Buy a shirt, you don't make a shechiyonu. Maybe if it has animals on it, you make. But derech klal, a regular shirt, you don't make shechiyonu. It's not a davar choshev. It's not a davar choshev. So you're allowed to feed the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to buy it in 3 weeks, and you're allowed to wear it. Because there's no issur to new clothes. The issur is Shechiyonu, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns Pshat. They say no. You're not allowed to wear Moini Matzmeinu Mililbash Beged Chodosh Miyadzayin Betamuz Ad Tishbov. Mishum Simcha. But it's mentioned there are a rabbi that's only choshev clothes. Underwear and socks and these kind of things, you're allowed to wear even in the 3 weeks. Reb Nissim Karelit says, "Lekatchila you're allowed to. You don't have to be choshes. Also, Reb Eliashi was not choshes with. Now, even Ledidan, we don't make shechiyonu when we buy new clothes, right? We make shechiyonu when we wear it. This is the meaning." Everyone yells that it's the wrong meaning, but this is the meaning in Klal Yisrael, right? When we make Shechiyonu, when we wear. Could be the buying is not a big zach by us. So, Meir Zogim Chaim Kanievski, you're allowed to buy in the 3 weeks also. Even a suit that is choshev. Because the simchas b'shas the levisha. Because the isur is the broche. And even if you don't have a shulchan, the isur is the levisha. So again, to buy clothes, Mi'ikar Adin, Abchagari says, it's no problem to buy clothes in the 3 weeks. To wear new clothes, if you don't make Shechiyonu on it, Mi'ikar Adin, Abchagari Yevski, and Mishnah Berurah Pasen, you're allowed to, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Mokra to be Machmir, and I think it was Niskabo that if you don't have to, you don't buy new clothes in the 3 weeks. Again, we're speaking about Choshev clothes to wear. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, to take a haircut. Seif Dalet. ונהגים להחמיר מתחיל עשר שואל אבל תספוירס נהגים להחמיר משיבה עשור בתמוס הוא היה במינג not to take a haircut from שיבה עשור בתמוס again the minig starts already Monday night this year we're not allowed to take a haircut for Moshe צריך גודל the minig is we don't take care of haircuts even to little kids עוד משום חינוך עוד משום אגמס נפש Shmuel means honest, the kid has lice, and these kind of things, you're allowed to. The meaning is lahachmir. You're allowed to comb your hair, even in the Shabbos, you're not allowed to comb your hair because chashash, the hair will come out, here you're allowed to. The liorabe is machmir, but the mind said the meaning is to be made. Now, you have to know, even though the meaning is not to take haircuts, before we started to go into the shilas, sometimes you're allowed to. Baal bris, Bar mitzvah. But this thing you have to ask the shaylef. When you're allowed to, Moshe, someone has a bris, the night before, in the morning, who gets who? The father of the kid, the grandfather, the grandmother. Different shaylefs, who is allowed to? There's another heter for business. If a person has a very important meeting, and he will lose the meeting, he's allowed to. Moshe passed in Or HaChaim, Chelek Dalet, says, B'mokim Hefzeh, they will not be kabel the minik. B'mokim Hefzeh, they will not be kabel the minik. Everyone knows the famous Maise, that was a Yid, for years he was trying to get, he was part of the FBI, and he was trying to get to become the director of the whole Middle East. Mamish was climbing up, he was a bit, he was from. And it was Mamish about, you know, it was like the decision of the meeting. And the meeting was like the second week of the 3 weeks. Kids didn't know what to do. He has to shave, not to shave, he has to shave, not to shave, he has to shave, not to shave. That will come with like a little black. It looks messy, yeah, they will not take him. It was because Mamish, the top meeting there, FBI, to be in charge. It's a choshva position. Then he said, the Maise state, Mogim Hefzid Merube, he's allowed to. He does, he shaved, he comes clean, comes to the meeting, he comes in, everyone is so smiley. He finishes the meeting, they tell him, we're really sorry, but we decided not to take you. They tell him it on the spot. So he tells them, I don't understand. On the spot, you know, such a thing, you know, after the meeting, you sit together, put the thoughts together, decide, but I did such a bad mistake, that in front of everyone, you can tell me the decision is not to take you. So the guy thought, I'll tell you the truth. The Maisa, you're the best. So royal, and you're Mamish Tichtik, and you're Mamish Chap. Especially you're Jewish, you could chap the Jewish matzah there also. You're very good. We needed someone like you that knows the inside. But the people against you said, the Maisa, you're religious, you're Orthodox. So what would be if your religion will tell you to be royal to Israel? And America will tell you to be royal to us. For America, it would be bad to do that. But because you're Zionist, you're religious, Israel will come. So will it be America or Israel? What you will decide? So people said this, we know you for years, you're royal to the country, you're real American, Israel is Israel, religion, but America is America. And you for sure, for you, Zach, you will stay for America. Husband said, no, listen, he's religious. Back and forth. We didn't know what to decide. Then, no, one of the people told us, the Maize, the meeting is scheduled in the middle of the time that the religious people don't shave. If he will take off his beard, so it means for the business, he could give over his religious also. So for different reasons, he could give over America also. If the pshat, there's no reason for him to take off his beard. But if he has cheshbonus, he's very royal to his religious, but because he wants a position, he gives up on his religious. So he's very royal to America, but if he will have friends in Israel that will want something else, he will switch it. So we decided that if you come and shave clean shaving, you're not getting the job. So when you walked in, we knew you're not getting the job. So a person has to know, sometimes he thinks, I know there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, that he let girls to take a haircut and a date. was going out on a date, and she needed to fix her hair. So Shmuel Zalman was matter to her. I'm not saying to learn from it, but Shmuel Zalman was matter. And I know even some Rabbonim that let Bochim that go out to shave the 3 weeks. And that first is Baduk of Anusa, that all these boys never get engaged. Because, or if they get engaged, they're Nebach. I'll explain to you why. Every Choshev girl says, if the boy is shaving the 3 weeks, he's Nishkin Choshev Bochim. And if she doesn't say it, she's not a Choshev girl. So it's been Mamon of Shach Kedai. But some Rabbonim have their Meshugasim. So at Pi Halacha, you're allowed to. You have to. If someone has a hair sticking out somewhere, you're allowed to cut it. It's not called. Now, it's two yeshivas in America that they tell their bachim to shave. Why? No, one is like this, one is like that. What is their hetter? They say like this. It's a minig. Kavod Shabbos is a chiv. A minig is not doicha chiv. You have to look nice for Shabbos. This minig of the Ramah has not been mokrim a chiv. So you'll ask me, son, what the Ramah spoke. No one shaved them all. People were Jewish. It's a new zach that people shave. No one shaved. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't shave. Aaron didn't shave. Yeshua didn't shave. No one shaved. It's a new zach that people shave. It started from Germany. No Bahamas. No one shaved. The Tzur of a Yid was never to shave. It's a new zach. So, b'meile, the man was a minute not to take haircuts. But if someone doesn't shave, it doesn't look nice to cover Shabbos. This is their shit. Now, they buy it, they have a raifa from Mishneh Berurah and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Mishneh Berurah says, if you're allowed to make laundry to cover Shabbos, Mashma Shagam to cover Shabbos, Mutol Lechabbos in the 9 days, B'yem Chamishi B'yem Shishi. If he doesn't have nice clean clothes for Shabbos, he's allowed to make laundry. But he's also afraid to go with Shabbos. We speak in 9 days. The Belavoch, he ain't regilim the Sapa b'chol Shavuah. Anyway, no one takes haircuts every week. So for me, it's not a bizarre. Stated that if people will take haircuts every week, the Mishneh Berurah said, even in the 9 days, you're allowed to shave because of Shabbos. B'meile Eval today, people shave every day, that group of people. B'meile, you have a hat on the Shabbos. They said before Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah said, you're allowed to make laundry because of Shabbos. And why you're not allowed to take a haircut? Because people don't have to take a haircut every Shabbos. And the Berurah Locha brings down, that's a portion. Maybe you're allowed to take a haircut. And like this, Be'etzem, the Chasim Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch also says such a svara. Chasim Sefer says that halacha is that if someone went out of jail in the middle of Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to shave. Why? Because he looks maneuver. Says when a person today doesn't shave, he looks maneuvers like the Chasim Sefer. When he says you're allowed to shave, this is lemaisa what they tied it. The mele by them, if you don't shave, you're a bad person. But lemaisa, the minig of Klal Yisrael was niskabel very stark. That b'shum pani va'ofen you don't shave. The Ashkenaz, you don't shave in 3 weeks. And that's Yisrael, if a person does it, he's a Peretz Geder. And this is Kavod Shabbos, that we keep the mitzvahs. This is the Kavod Shabbos. To cut the nails, you're allowed to. So we're machmir the mice in the home. We get to the 9 days, but not in the 9 days, Avada, you're allowed to cut your nails. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, Poskim bring down, to do trips in the 9 days, in the 3 weeks, is two Yisuvim. There's one issur to go lemokim sakone, to a dangerous place. You're not allowed to go. Not allowed to go. The Steibler didn't let his kids to go to the ocean, to go to swim, to the sea. He didn't let them to go. In the 3 weeks, he said, "You're allowed to meet Iker Adin, but it's Mokim Sakone." Nice, the world goes to swimming pools and to the sea, but to real dangerous places, you're not allowed to go. And this Dechemer, he brings down B'Shem Pe'as HaShulcha. He was the governor of Israel. Osu Askomo V'takone B'Koyach Tereseinu HaKdoisho Shemiyoyim Yudzayin B'Tamuz Ad Tishabov Lo Yeylech Shum Bar Yisrael L'Tayel B'Ganois B'Pardesim Asfas Hayom V'Anor V'Yam HaMelach. As I say, המלך היה על זה, but זה זה אוסו לטייל לשום בר ישראל בגנויס פרדסים על שפס היום והנור וזה תקונה בשם תירוסינו הקדוש. So the Shemot Alevi says, if it's not a mokim godl, a person wants to walk in a park a little bit, but it's time to make trips to go around. The Maestro was a meaning not to. So about you have to know if it's a Chayinian. The person is married and he feels he has to go. But if Yeshiva Bachim Stam to go to trips in the 9 days and in the 3 weeks, Chutz, the Isur in the middle of Zman, what I'm saying, it's Nis Ois Ge'abna Al Pi Aloche. It's not Ois Ge'abna Al Pi Aloche. Again, a person has to remember, Misab Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'Roya B'Vinyana, V'Sha'inu Misab Yerushalayim, Eina Zoicha V'Roya B'Vinyana. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings down, and see if you trust, Lo Yako HaTalmidim B'Yomim Ha'Eile. Shabu has said, not only with a stick, even with a Ritzua. So, I'm not going now to the Gdorim, when you hit, when you don't hit. Some say that if there's a mezuzah in the house, you could be making to hit the kids, and the hand you're allowed to is only not on the head. Stabler was very makbid the whole day, not to hit his kid. Yeah? Fine. In 3 weeks. It was very makbid. Shlomo HaMelech, his mother hit him the whole time, so he became Shlomo HaMelech. But the nafkamina is, a person has to know that it's a mokim sakone to go by the Arab shuk by night. It's an issur. Now when nothing happens to you, it doesn't make it mutar. Shas sakone takes off from the schusim. If a person walks inside b'shas the sakone, he's mekalkel from the schusim. Now b'ktzor, a couple of the halachas of the tainis. Lemaise meiker adin, we paskin that the tiny starts in the morning, and alois hashachar. By night, we're allowed to eat and you're allowed to drink. Meiker adin, if you go to sleep by night, so the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramo paskins, after you went to sleep, meiker adin, you're not allowed to eat anymore, even if you woke up before the morning, but you're allowed to drink. Lekatchila is an inyan to make a tnai before you go to sleep, that if I wake up, I'm allowed to eat and I'm allowed to drink, and then you're allowed to eat and you're allowed to drink. If you didn't make a tnai, so the achrov the ramo is to eat, you're not allowed to, and to drink, you're allowed to if you woke up early. Now, Me'ikar Adin, the meaning is that we don't brush our teeth in the tinies. We don't put water inside our mouth in the tinies. If a person feels that he has to, so he's allowed to, but in a condition that his head is downwards the whole time. Now, not to pick up and gargle. First of all, it's like, so he stays, he puts water in his hand, he puts it in his mouth, and he spits it out. But not allowed to pick up your head and spit out the water, because the chashash, that water will come inside. Okay. Again, a person doesn't have to, and it's not a big istanis, it's better that he will not brush his teeth during the tainis. A person that is not fasting doesn't get aliyah in the tainis. A person that is fasting gets aliyah. If they call you lalis latoyro, so if it's not a bizayon, it's the best thing you say that lemaisi you're not fasting. If you're talmid chochem and you're rov and you're embarrassed that you're not fasting, so the Mishnah Berurah has done him to be makel that you're allowed to say the broche, you're allowed to be makel. Like we said, meikar adin. You're allowed to take a normal shower during the tainis. The ma'ase bal nefesh doesn't take it all. The ikar adin lema'ase, you don't take a hot shower, but you're allowed to take a cold shower. Again, when you take a cold shower, you have to be makbid again that no water will come inside. If a person ate in a mistake, the shalifik. The halacha is here, a lot of people have a mistake, and I want to explain. When someone is sick, they will not mekabel the tainis. But if you're not sick, and you ate, you're not allowed to carry on eating. It's like chazir the whole day. Even if it's called over another, it's not over also. It's like chazir. Now you can't say, I ate chazir in the morning, I'll eat in the afternoon. Because when I broke the tainis anyway. It's not musik, he broke the tainis. Such a goyish musik, I broke the tainis. That was the pshat. The person that is sick holds himself. So, before you'll ask me, okay? So, maybe I'll explain it a little bit more. In Yom Kippur, everyone knows that even if you're going to die in the morning and you ate a hatot, and now you're not dying, you're not allowed to eat more. And every time we know, if I don't feel good, I'm allowed to eat, and then I eat what I want, right? From there, the mistake came with people that if he ate, he ate. I'm saying it, Pashut, I meant Choshev Bochem, I just didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying it. Nishto azazach. It's like chazir. No boss. Yom Kippur is chazir. If you pikuach nefesh, you eat. You finish to be pikuach nefesh, you stop to eat. And a regular time is, you don't have to be pikuach nefesh to eat, right? If you're dizzy, you break the tainis. What is the pshat? Not that dizzy is doicha tainis. Dizzy is not doicha tainis. Pikuach nefesh is doicha tainis. So what is the etor to eat? Get Yom Kippur, pikuach nefesh is doicha. You finish to eat, ois pikuach nefesh, you have to fast. And the tainis, dizzy is not doicha tainis. No vos. Chazal, when they were metaken the tainis, they were not metaken it for dizzy people. We explain Mapitop. Every mitzvah the Rabbanon, they were metaken for everyone. Tefillin, they were metaken even for dizzy people. Sitting and learning is even for dizzy people. Because Amazon is even for dizzy people. Shach is Michas for dizzy people. The Teretz is, because we said Bezman Azeh, Be'etzem, the tainis is only because Kiblu Alayu. It's not the tainis, Meikar Adin. Chazal say b'shas gzeire, the be'etzem the tainis was not there. Chazal chozru v'kiblu aleim sheitanu. This is the reason you have to know the original tainisim. Everything was like Tisha B'av. Just chozru v'kiblu alayu, they were mekabel it with kulas. One of the kulas was that if you don't feel good, you don't have to fast. So in the minute that you don't feel good, they will not mekabel the tainis. So in that minute, the tainis finished. So when a person doesn't feel good, it's not the pshat that you're allowed to eat when you don't feel good. They were never metaken the tainis with someone who doesn't feel good. So in that minute, the tainis stopped. But a person that is feeling good and broke his tainis in a mistake, avada he has to mamshich the fast. There's no tzadik that he could mamshich. Then there's a shaila if he ate a kezais, if he could say aneinu or not. You could say, I need it or not. Machlek is a poison. The mice is not fasting. most of the poskim say you're allowed to say a name. I just didn't check it now, but the Shaykh Loimer Aneinu Biyemtzei Matainis Azeh Kmo Shetiknu Chachom Lissanis Boi. Aber in Matainis Yochi, so you could say Biyemtainis Azeh. But again, if he's sick and he stopped to fast and he's eating, he doesn't say Biyemtainis Azeh. If he's not sick and he ate, so the tainis doesn't stop, and he says b'yoyim tainis hazeh. I just want to be madgish. But what I said before, you're allowed to brush your teeth. It's only b'mokim tzah. I want to read the mishnah. I don't chasim shalom, but people will start to be megil. You say this all the more to be machmir. Rabbi Eliashiv explained why do you say this to be machmir? Be'etzem koach de teira adifah. But today, the people are so makel tzach b'cheftze. If you tell people, yeah, you're allowed to brush your teeth, if it's hard, okay, I can't. But then when he goes for a trip, he forgets to brush his teeth, yeah? He manages without brushing his teeth. ומוקים צער יש להתר רחיץ הספה במים בכל תן הציבו, רק שיזור ביועי סרליך בפרוי שוב הפיו למטה של יובי לגרוין לי. מוקים צער. מוקים צער. So I'm saying, but not to be making this. If a person has מוקים צער, יש מוקים להוקר. Stop.